Welcome back in, folks.
What are you giggling about?
Kurt Air says via the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed, Vers, the first day of umpire orientation every year. If a call is close, remember, you're paid by the out, not the clock. Ring them up. Get it going. Keep her moving. And umpires, that's no disrespect to you. I think that's a terrible job. And it seems to never fail. That every time it crests 100, this will probably be one of the first years that isn't. There's always some huge tournament. It's like, hey, go throw these poor umps out there and make them umpire 17 games in one day. Boys, we got extra water for you, though. Neat.
Have you tried it?
Like, umping? Oh, I was terrible.
Man,
I refereed YMCA basketball.
Woo! Love it.
And it was like fourth or fifth graders, boys and girls, like $10 a game.
Yeah.
I was the guy that'd be like, I'll keep the clock. Not that I didn't want to get them move around. I was like, oh, this is just mob ball, just moving around. Hated it. Did it for 1 year. I was like, this is terrible.
I enjoy reffing basketball
really
a lot. I don't know what it is. I just get an adrenaline rush. I don't know. Maybe it's a power strip. I don't know what it is. But I love basketball. I tried umping like softball.
Yeah.
Just like a slow pitch softball. I couldn't do it.
But
man.
Softball mom is crazy.
It is nuts.
Like the dad, I get it. You know, dad chirps. And
yeah.
Softball mom.
I want none of that smoke.
Nuts. Crazy. We do our charity deal every Wednesday, We Care Wednesday at Paisans, where we just let, you know, somebody pick for a 501c3 to donate money to it. That's the whole day goes to that one organization. We did a girls softball one. And there's a mom in there, and she undressed me, the server, just pissed.
Ooh.
Like, I'm like, lady, we made a mistake. Like, I've admitted that. I was like, I've offered to take my money out of my wallet and pay your bill because your wings got the wrong sauce. Not just the wings, the entire bill. And so it got to the point, and I was like, hey, guess what? I'm like, we love doing this. We feel a great part of the community. I'm like, your organization will never be asked back. I'm like, if you call me, the answer is no. I'm like, and I want you to tell every other mom here it's because of you and the way you've acted tonight. She called the server a dumb bee, and I was like, in a room with other young women there.
No.
Just, I mean, lit her up. So the girl looks at me. She's like, you need to go take this. I'm like, yeah. So I walk out there. She goes, oh, here comes the head, dumb A. And I was like, well,
there it is.
Couple things here. Have you been drinking? She goes, nope. I'm like, then you're not going to start. If this is how you are normally,
nope.
Not the best way to start the conversation. But yeah, no, softball mom is intense. Intense. But yes, I am not built. I would love someday, maybe as I run down the road and I don't coach anymore, whatever that may be, I would look at being the umpire during a football game within all the linemen. Because there's a guy, Scott, I probably can't say Scott's last name, but he reffed a lot of our scrimmages and some of our games. And so, you know, you're holding. And you'd be in there and he'd be like, hey, not quite so obvious. Like, oh, got it. Thanks, bud.
Right. Exactly.
You know, keep her moving.
And I'm with that, including like high school, like even like competitive, like,
yeah.
Hey, let me know what I'm doing wrong so I don't do it wrong rather than you just blowing your whistle every single time. I'm with that.
I've been, my nephews have played, my buddy's kids played, and all the select teams. I try to, if I'm in the area, I'll go watch them because I know a lot of them, right? I get the biggest grin on my face when I know the controller of the game, be that the referee or the umpire, is about to lose it. Because you can see it, right? Yeah. And you got it's that super helicopter mom or dad. It's been real chirpy all game. And then they don't get any response, so they get a little more personal.
Of course.
And they get a little more this. And, you know, one guy one time said, he said, it's really hot out here, and I've got extra. This is what he said to the umpire. It's really hot out here. I've got extra auto, but I don't know if you're smart enough to open it. And that was the trigger, right?
There it is.
And the part that I don't think people realize, like, if you're just at a game, I and you're paying attention, I can hear voices. I know different voices, so I know who's saying what. But I can also tell who you're cheering for the hardest, which I know then is your kid. And so this team came up the next inning, and it was 9 pitches, and the inning was over. 3 strikeouts. One of them bounced. one of them hit the backstop, and the kid took his bat off his shoulder, not to swing, just to take it off his shoulder. He's like, yep, went around, like, swing, 9 pitches. And my man, and I give him credit for this, he turned around, and he just glared at the stands. And I was like, go ahead and say it, because I got the ringing finger ready. I'm about ready to get rid of somebody. And so I kind of moved to talk to my buddy, and his head shot over, and he looked at me and was like, hey. I went hands up. I was like, I'm not saying a word, bud. I was like, I think you're doing a fantastic job. I don't even have a kid here. I'm just watching my buddy's kids. But, oh, not my buddy there. This guy over here. That's my buddy's kids over there.
I love it.
And I had zero fun. I didn't blame anyone. Well, except the parent that was yelling too much. I didn't blame the ump. I didn't play the secondary, like the guy that's in the field that's the umpire. He came over to behind the plate up, and he's like, put his arm around him. He's like, okay, bud, let's turn around. And he kind of shook his shoulder off. It's like shook his hand. I was like, no. It's going down. Like, we're going to find out who's the funny man back here.
Right, exactly.
I just looked. Not a peep the rest of the game. Not a word was said. And I feel bad sometimes because 9 times out of 10, guys, let's be honest, it's us. Like, the guy is the one yelling.
Yeah.
And this wife hit this dude with one of the greatest elbows in the rib cage that I have ever seen. And she did she used her hand like a hammer, or used her arm like a hammer. So she tensed up her left arm and took her right hand, and smashed it into her own hand.
Yeah.
And bam, right in his rib. And it took the wind out of him. He got up and hobbled away. It was funny.
I love it.
I laughed. I wish it was one of those times I wish I had video. But yes, ton of respect for the officials and what they do. I just think right now, with the way games are going, that everything should be faster, or everything is going faster. Mm-hmm. You've got to take steps. You've got to evolve.
I'm with that.
You know, and like I said, listen to the boys this morning. The Big Ten, the new leadership in the Big Ten, if you want a key phrase for what they need to do as a conference, evolve. You've got to continually evolve. You've got to make yourself top of mind because your product is great. The product of athletics in the Big Ten is top notch.
Right.
But you got to get behind it. You got to be out there more in front of it. And you got to make sure. Coming out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, they take banking personally. This comes from Seth. Vers, any outlook on the 2019 high school football season? I know you work with a couple fellows that are on a couple teams in town here. Who are some dark horses that you think would make some noise for the football? If you're looking at some of the big boys, I think it's going to be a great year for offensive line talent. It's just some of that talent is super young. So, you know, you got the crew out at Elkhorn South. I think they're going to be great. There's a great article written about the young man at Omaha North. One off the radar is at Papillion South. His name is Preston. It's exciting. It's an exciting time of year. You can tell things kind of crank up. Now, you're in the doldrums of it. I know at Scutt, you know, we got camp coming up, which is great. Don't get me wrong. But the games are so much better. Like, just, I'm in survival mode. Just get me to that first game week, and it's a month and a half away. So this will be a long 6 weeks. But there's going to be a ton out there. Got some great players at some schools. They're probably smaller. I know Elkhorn is making some changes in Class B. Omaha Burke is going to be real good again. But when you have the best player in the state, it's going to play both offensively and defensively. I mean, you're in it. It's a good time to be alive in Nebraska. And props to all those that are out there doing it, busting their butts in the heat of the summer. As we get closer to season, I'll probably dig into it some more. I know it's kind of vague right there. But there's some research that I still have to do. I know Coach Hoffman out at Bell West is going to have a squad. Interesting year at Creighton Prep. I think Coach Yonk coming in and revamping some stuff. I'm very pro what they do. I love when he was at Gross. And we would have just hard-hitting, like, tough games. He's going to bring that mentality. Then, you know, you got Speed Burner at Westside. There's a lot of talent coming through there. So time, I'll get names. It's a little early for me. I haven't really looked that far into the other teams besides my teams or my team to try to get our guys. We try to get a lot of the legwork out of the way now. So when camps and things do start, then we're just honing our craft and honing what we do as far as our offensive, defensive scheme. Your British Open update, Lowry, Holmes are at minus eight. I refreshed, but I feel this is still wrong. Fleetwood, Westwood, minus seven, and Smith is at minus six.
Is Beef in this?
I don't know how Beef did. I haven't had a chance.
So he is.
Smith, Harding, Rose, and are all tied at minus six. They're all tied for fifth. I can't believe you don't know the Beef.
I'm telling you now. Yeah. Just after Googling him,
right?
This dude just shot up my favorite golfers list. Yeah. Shot it up.
It's the John Daly effect.
Man, that is. I'm a big fan.
John Daly out there firing burners on the golf course.
Like, dude's got a gut, and I love it.
Hey, do you have a full body picture of him? Is he still sponsored by Arby's?
I don't think he's still sponsored by Arby's.
That's fair.
But I'm with it.
Beef got hot there for a while. He was doing real well, and then all of a sudden, it all kind of fell off the track. I'm super surprised too. My buddy Johnny Clare in Lincoln. I haven't heard from him today. We got a little Cubs Padres about ready to kick off here, which we're not even going to mess with TVs, Georgie. But that's going to go down here in 8 minutes. Little 120 startup at the front of the confines. I've got any great stories from getting? I got a few more lists that I've got ranked here. But if you got any good stories about referees or umpires, I'd love to hear them. Or if you are, here's a show. Right? Here's the perfect midsummer show in Nebraska. Umpires, refs, linesmen in hockey, football for that matter as well, back judges, call in with your worst parent stories. Because I will laugh at them. You could do that. Or better yet, email me. Verz@1600. I'll read the whole thing. I don't even need context. I don't even know if you made a bad call before. I just love to hear them.
You want to tease that for Monday?
We might have to save it for we could do that Tuesday. Tuesday's probably a good day.
Tuesday's a good day?
Yeah.
Like
teed up Tuesdays. Send us your referee umpiring linesman back judge stories.
I'll say mine then.
Oh, you got one?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, perfect.
Because I've done.
Was it from when you were in high school?
No, I was in college.
Okay.
And I reffed in college football.
Oh, flag when football. You were a ref.
When I was a ref.
Oh, yeah. Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen, if you're the psycho that fights a 12-year-old umpire,
come on.
I'll direct message me. I'll give you my number. we'll have a talk. Yeah. Man. And full context, I do understand that this is I have no kids. So I have nothing tied into it that much. It's coming from Chris. I teed up four coaches in the third and fourth grade basketball major at me all game from that point forward. Not even the assistant would say a word to me after that. Parents are nuts. Yeah. Hiding under the guise of competition. Oh, my God. You can compete. Rodney. Well, okay, let's take a break here. We're going to come back. Rodney, stay on the line. Come on, Rodney. Don't do this to me, my man. You just called in. Stay on the line, Rodney. We're going to come to Rodney when we get back from break on Game Time.